Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Bong, bong, bong.
Bong, bong, bong.
That is the Christmas bells. The Christmas bells.
So pleased. We said bong, bong, bong. We haven't talked about the bells. Throwing it straight back.
Yeah.
This, Pete, this is a lifetime of learning in commercial radio.
Start opening your mouth.
Yep.
Watch what words are coming out of the other person's mouth and just repeat it.
Lazy link.
Lazy link.
We're two lazy boys. Well, that was Muse. And to muse is to think. And so here's a band that do a lot of thinking. It's Coldplay.
When they're in the recording studio.
I was reading a brilliant book by John Harris called The Last Party, which is his 2004 history of Britpop. Very much an insider's look. He does lots of interviews with everyone who is involved. And it's sort of an interesting thing. It comes out and it sort of goes, Oasis destroyed it by being rubbish and thereby paving the way for all of these rubbish acts.
Yeah.
And then he goes back and sort of says, Damon Albarn from Blur, evil, basically. and his thing is, the two good bands are Suede and Elastic. And
right,
I go,
okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I'm enjoying this book. But one of the things they talk about in The Rise of Britpop is Damon Albarn talking about how Britain just looks to America.
Yes.
They look to it with Nirvana and stuff. And there's a little line in there where Damon Albarn is all like, if you gave them the choice, you know, they'd just go and sit and watch WWF wrestling. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
You know why?
Because
it's really good.
Yeah.
And your songs are also good, but are they as good as wrestling?
No.
No.
They can't be.
Are we doing a podcast about Blur?
Did they suddenly change into sounding a little bit like Pavement because they had a big boner for Pavement in the late 90s?
Exactly. I tell you what they should have done. They should have gone into professional wrestling. that would have been good. Again, nice commercial radio link. The first match we're going to be talking about on WrestleMemus is someone who came out of their little nook and decided to do what all famous people should do, and that is take part in professional wrestling. this for me, Pete, is probably my match of the year.
Yeah.
Strong statement.
It's a strong statement, especially because we know how much wrestling you watch and you're forced to watch thanks to this little project you've got. I don't know why you chose to do this project, because it just means you've got to watch wrestling you don't like.
Yeah, that's
wrestling
true.
You do like.
But in a weird way, I think, you know, it would be too easy not doing this to go, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
And actually, it forces you to do it. And then before you know it, you're like a professor of wrestling. This is day one of WrestleMemus, our annual tradition where we put together a load of matches from the year. And as I say, this for me was my favourite match of the year. It's not the best wrestling match, you know. It's not got the moments that you go, that took my breath away, like a lot of the things that I've seen this year. But what this match did was, it was a proper big main event that was so much better than it should have been. And I find it so memorable. I've now watched it four times.
Right,
because we had actually sort of gone, oh, let's do this on the last record. And we ran out of time. And so I went back to watch it. And then it was like a few days and I was like, I should probably just watch it again, take some more notes. And each time I watch it, I just go, this is getting better and better. it's the match at Crown Jewel 2022 with the WWE champion Roman Reigns versus Logan Paul.
The man. Logan Paul, the man.
Logan Paul, the man. It took place on the 5th of November 2022. Remember the 5th of November.
Yes.
Interesting how that, the key bit there is the 5th, isn't it?
Right,
and
okay.
That doesn't focus in the rhyme.
remember is the remembering.
Yeah,
bit.
remember, and then you go, it's going to rhyme with remember November.
It's the number member.
Don't get the number. Could be any. Remember, the 8th of November. Still works. What's the next part of that rhyme, Pete? I actually don't know.
I don't know. November the 5th has come and gone, but thoughts of it still linger. I held a firecracker in my hand. Did anyone see my finger? The poet. No, not the poet. The genius.
The genius.
Lanny Poffo.
Lanny Poffo. This took place in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Mm. And I think, you know, this time round, because of the World Cup taking place in the Middle East as well, you are more acutely aware of the problems with it being there. And people have always been very much like, why are the WWF working with this awful organisation? Because they're also an awful organisation. Because they got loads of money and they went whatever you want. But what they didn't have for this show was they didn't have a big match. Mm. So previously they've used things like Goldberg and they've brought back the stars of the past. They reunited DX against, you know, the Undertaker. Baker and Kane, a disastrous match from a few years ago. And partly this is because the sheikhs who are dealing with them were very much into wrestling at its glory peak in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And everything since is just meaningless. So when they come in and go, what about we have Roman Reigns against Kevin Owens? A sheikh will definitely sit there and just go, I would prefer it if we had Yokozuna. And they go, well, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
What about Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn?
Mm.
And they go, he is not coming to the country.
We made it very clear that one of them.
He is really off the table. But instead of that, what about a British bulldog?
You've gone into the rabbi again.
Rabbi Moses Cucamonga is in charge of Saudi Arabia's sports watching program.
It was very confusing. The guy
is super talented, because to get that job when he's a self-professed rabbi is just astonishing. So what happens is this match, and what you would look at here is you might, as a fan, go, well, Logan Paul is a huge name. That's going to get lots of tickets sold, and it's going to be something that people will watch. The WWE do not care about either of those things. Mm. All they care about is pleasing the sheikhs. And what the sheikhs want is they want the kind of coverage that will have, you know, essentially it will help Saudi Arabia be sports washed.
Mm.
So they want loads of people going, Logan Paul is in the ring in Saudi Arabia. And what they aren't doing then, of course, is going, do you remember that journalist? So the WWE didn't necessarily want Logan Paul to have a main event against Roman Reigns, but the Saudis did. Mm. And so they were like, well, that's the thing we can give the Saudis that they will be happy about. This is classic sports washing. Classic. I mean, absolutely drenched in blood. But, I mean, lucky us.
Thanks, Sheikhs.
If you can say, you know, think of all the terrible things that Saudi Arabia is responsible for, you can now turn around and you can say, yes, but. Right?
Yes, but.
Had it not been for that terrible
in his mouth,
we would not have got Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns. What a lot of people forget is you see those numbers, don't you? You go, he's got 24 million followers on Instagram. He's got 6 million on Twitter. He's got 16 on TikTok. Million, not 16.
He's really not good at it. He's really gets uploading like the wrong picture, the wrong video.
It's the one social media platform that shows he hasn't got his game down. And you see those numbers and you go, well, that's good. But what people forget is that Logan Paul is the greatest, at this point, two-match wrestler that there has ever been in the history of this sport.
I think that's a very good example. I guess the thing, you know, it's weird, isn't it? I find it difficult because it kind of makes a mockery of all wrestling, him being good at it.
It does,
because
slightly.
He's been doing it for a very short period of time and he's been able to put this together so quickly.
He is supernaturally good at sports. I think, you know, the problem is he is such a successful YouTuber, which is something that people look down on and go, but you don't need any skill to do that.
Yeah.
Because people in their 50s don't do it. So they go, well, I don't do it, so it must be for scum. Right? And what you get is you forget that Logan Paul, aside from wrestling, he's had boxing matches against Floyd Mayweather Jr. And he didn't get knocked out in 30 seconds. You know,
Floyd is not a stand-up guy when it comes to stuff like that.
No,
say,
he did also have two boxing matches with KSI that were perfect examples of that thing of going, oh my God, two YouTubers getting onto the world of box. Oh my God. And what they do is they sell out, they do a huge pay-per-view number.
And it's the biggest boxing match of the year.
Boxing, you know, if you were in boxing, you would hate this. In the same way, as some wrestlers do hate this.
Yes,
they kind of go, this guy doesn't belong here, and he's jumped the queue. And then he does a main event, and you go, it's better than all the ones that you've done.
Exactly.
And they have to sort of sit there and go, yeah, but he was given the opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah, and he fucking grabbed it with two hands. And he fucking nailed
it. You've had the opportunity. I didn't see you do what he did. What's really interesting about that is it does open up a question that I think about modern wrestling, which is the way that we do modern wrestling now flawed? So traditionally, you'd have spent months building up a contender. You'd have had loads of skirmishes, and then you'd have built up to a big match, and it would go one way or the other, and then it would be over. Maybe that person will get a rematch and things like that. Mm. But with Logan Paul, you can see they just put him into that spot, and they went, okay, he's in that spot. Let's work out how we build up to it in a couple of weeks, and then we'll have that match. And I began thinking, could you not do this with everyone? Could you not kind of go, why don't we do this with Shelton Benjamin, right? It's going to take, we'll give him 6 weeks. We'll build it up to a match with Roman Reigns. And you know what? At the end of it, Shelton Benjamin might be a bigger star.
Yeah.
You could do this with Otis. You could do this with Butch. You can just put them in a position where they get a big shot and you go, you know what? We're handing you the ball and let's see what you do with it. And I do think with Logan Paul, it's a perfect example of an hour before this match, you would have gone, this is stunt booking. You know, what's going to come out of this doesn't make wrestling look great. And an hour after, you go, wrestling has been deeply enriched by this young man's presence. And I did begin to think maybe this is the traditional way of doing it no longer works. And I think maybe there is that sense of going novelty, newness, allowing people the chance. And Logan Paul got that chance, and by God, did he make the best of it?
I don't need to see this week in, week out on Raw. You just don't.
Completely that. The other key part to this, I think, is what it shows about Roman Reigns. And it shows that Roman Reigns is, I think, head and tails, the best wrestler of 2022. He's had the best year of his career. It may be the best year of any WWF champion in history. He's built this aura of an absolutely massive main eventer. He is unbeatable. In his matches, they always, always over-deliver. Nobody boos Roman Reigns anymore, even though they're now supposed to. I mean, what a sea change from 4 years ago. The two of them came together, and what they created was they created something that was absolutely textbook professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And considering one of them, this is his third match. We saw him debut at WrestleMania against the Mysterios, teaming with The Miz, and it was the best debut match that anyone has ever had. People will argue and say, well, you know, you could say that Pat McAfee with Adam Cole. Yeah, but it wasn't on the same platform.
No, it wasn't, no.
It wasn't the same absolutely confident, I've been doing this for 50 years in secret performance that Logan Paul did. He then went to SummerSlam where he beat The Miz, and he had a, you know, he was much better than The Miz. What sort of match are you going to get out of Miz?
Let's retire The Miz.
Let's retire The Miz.
What have we learned out of this?
Exactly.
Triple H, what have we learned?
If I was The Miz, I would look at this and just go, I mean, I'm humiliated.
I think he says that anyway.
I have wasted
every day of his life,
everybody's time. And you know what? If he had any sort of moral fibre,
any dignity,
he would disappear into the woods.
He would at the end of his next match, put his boots in the ring and walk off.
So Logan Paul, he's been training for this match. They do a lot of videos that he's training with Shawn Michaels.
Right.
And that is a little bit of truth to it.
Right.
But he mainly trained with a guy who used to be on the Cruiserweight show, 205 Live, a guy called Drew Gulak. And what they did was the WWF sent him the SummerSlam ring to his house in Puerto Rico, where he lives.
Oh, right.
Drew Gulak went over there and they just worked together to make this match. I had a look at, it's called Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico. And you know when you're British?
Well, that's where Logan Paul lives.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
So he left California and he now lives in this incredibly exclusive, gated sort of beachside paradise called Dorado Beach. And when you're from Britain, you can look at any house anywhere else in the rest of the world and go, I could have that. I could swap. The one place that isn't true of is Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico.
Right, okay.
Everything, even small apartment places, are about 15 million.
Okay, right.
So it's really pricey. I was annoyed by that. This one I think is the show that we are putting out on the basic feed, aren't we?
That's hello, basic feed.
Hello, guys. I haven't been a year. How you been?
I should have put I didn't put the WrestleMania out. Let's do that.
Oh, that's nice. Let's do that. Let's do that on Christmas Day.
Let's do that Christmas Day. Give all right, the there we go. You can have this year's WrestleMania that we actually attended, or a couple of them anyway.
But guys, I got a little appeal to make to you. I do want to live in Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico. Yeah. So if you haven't subscribed, even just for a month.
Just do it for a month.
Yeah. I just need $15 million.
Just do it for a month. Listen to everything you can, or legally download them, and then sod off.
It would be great to buy the house next to Logan Paul, and I would spend my entire time just going, you know what I should be? I should be like a member of your posse. When you're doing the wrestling stuff, I don't want to do the other stuff. I don't want to do all that. But
wasn't there famously a sex tape of Logan Paul's dad?
Was there?
So, yeah, there
Paul
was. Paul. Yeah. What? Paul.
I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that was the case. I'm just going to, Logan Paul. Dad.
Oh, Dad wants a slice of that internet action, does he?
Let me just check that out. Yeah.
No.
Watch Greg Paul. His name's Greg Paul. watch Greg Paul, Logan Paul's dad, getting mad on a wet pussy video, the best homemade porn video in 2022.
Wow. Oh, look. Wowzers. They've had a stonking year, the three of them, haven't they?
Greg Paul's getting a bit.
I don't think anyone's...
But I'm just saying that they need a new father figure.
Yes, absolutely.
Greg Paul cannot stop fucking groupies.
Why don't I adopt you? Okay. Take control of your empire.
Yeah.
And every time you have a wrestling thing, you can sort of like, I'll be in the crowd. You could like nod at me and go, how am I doing, Dad?
Yeah, go on, you winning, son.
Yeah. And I could go, great, great. And then maybe an Aston comes up with brackets that says, not the wet pussy, Dad.
Dry pussies everywhere when this guy's around.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think anyone called Greg has ever starred in porn before.
No.
Brand new name.
I think the word Greg and moisture in that region doesn't fill me with joy.
Greg has the word egg in as well, which is just it's immediately unpleasant. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
But they work together in this beautiful Puerto Rico place. And out they fly to the Middle East. And from the moment this match starts, it is just absolutely impeccable. It's just Logan Paul is so good, not because he's good at the great big things, but because he is good at all the little things as well. So when they start, he's got his expressions go through his face. He looks anxious, he looks eager, but he's also excited, and he's sort of not intimidated, and it looks like he's going, this is the biggest moment of my life.
Yeah,
I need to get this done. Conversely, you've got Roman Reigns taking the sort of another brilliant way of doing it, the small stuff, of him just looking like, this is ridiculous that I've been put into this situation.
Yeah.
This is, he's smirking and he's shaking his head, and he's underestimated Logan Paul. He's going, look at me in the middle of this circus. This is what I have to do as part of my job. Well, here we are. And they play it so well. So Logan Paul does a bit where he pushes Roman Reigns right at the start. And Reigns reacts. He looks affronted that Logan Paul has dared to kind of go, I will meet you in a physical way. And he's affronted by it. He doesn't fall over. He doesn't go, where the fuck has he got that strength from? He just sort of goes, the fuck are you doing? When they have a little bit of a physical thing, when he gets taken down, his initial reaction is shock. And it's a sort of, he's not out of control. He's not injured. He's not about to be pinned. He's not scared. He's indignant.
Yeah.
And so these two guys have just done that very simple thing of going, what is our feeling here? If this was real and we were the real characters that we play, how would those characters react? And they both get it absolutely perfectly right.
And it's set up, I think, the match properly as well, because it is all about one lucky punch.
It is.
You know, it's about, can he land one lucky punch and beat Roman Reigns? It's kind of like, and you know, Sami Zayn,
yeah.
I think, says, like, he's sort of saying, you're not from our world, you know,
yeah.
Which is quite a dangerous thing to sort of, a dangerous precedent to sort of set up, I suppose, isn't it?
It is.
Sort of like, because if he's really good, he's sort of going, right, what is your world worth then? So it's fraught with danger, I suppose.
It is, and they tell such a good story as the match progresses. So it goes from Logan Paul being totally sort of outclassed and he shouldn't be there, to Logan Paul proving that he can hang with this and isn't being squashed, to Logan Paul doing quite well, to Logan Paul possibly being on the verge of winning. And that is a brilliant thing to do in those 20 minutes. What's really funny about the match is I don't think you'd watch any single minute of it and go, this is the best professional wrestling you've ever seen in your world. But as a whole, it's just absolutely unbeatable. It's professional wrestling done completely right. There are some things about the match I'm less keen on. Wade Barrett, who is on commentary, for example, a British performer around in the mid-2000s, and he's now gone back onto the commentary table.
He's the guy who does did the very earnest speech at the Ric Flair thing, didn't he? Is that
no,
him?
That's a guy called Nick Aldis.
Sorry, Nick Aldis.
Who was also in the NWA. I think Barrett had been doing commentary there, and they picked him back up. But he's got a funny sort of... What he's like is he's like the commentary when you play one of the WWF video games, where sometimes it's a bit generic and doesn't necessarily relate to the action that's going on. So there was one bit that I was really like, oh, I fucking hate. He just sort of says, let's not get carried away. Roman Reigns is Logan Paul's drum. No, sorry, I've missed a line out. I did it even worse than he did. Well, let's not get carried away. Roman Reigns is a 2-year-plus dominant champion. Roman Reigns does not march to the beat of Logan Paul's drum, and nor will he tonight. And it's so sort of like...
Too long.
It is. Heavy. And a sort of weird thing where I sort of go, it's not like you're speaking like a Victorian, but you're not speaking like a modern person, no. And nor will he tonight.
Are you in the Peaky Blinders?
It's just weird. Reigns laughs early on when Logan Paul kicks out at 2. He's like, this is hilarious. And he shows off those incredible Ross from Friends teeth that he's got on. Totally flat, absolutely sparkly. And I love that as a sort of note in his character, that he's this sort of vain and sort of quite artificial man. I just think he's got a slight look of Mike Smash from the Harry Enfield smashing the
Nicey,
where it's just these fake funny teeth that just add an extra weird element that no one talks about. There's a lovely bit where Reigns puts on a chin lock, and he does that solely because there's going to be a drone shot that WWE have obviously set up. And so he slaps on the chin lock, and suddenly you cut the outside of the stadium, and the drone goes up, and it goes over and in and starts going round. And I did look at that, and I did go, what a corporate pro. They've sat him down and gone, we've got a drone shot. It lasts about a minute. So can you clamp on a chin lock and just hold it there?
Yeah.
And we're going to do all that going around. And I did think that sort of, that was magic in a way. It reminded me, it's a dance. It's a predetermined dance. Mm. And I didn't mind it.
I think when we sort of saw him wrestle before, I mean, I presume that everything's blocked out. Everything's planned. Everything's kind of pre-sorted out. But then... there are so many sort of like, this, you know, it's a bit of a spot fest, what you would call it. Like, you know, there's some big bits and bobs happening here and there. But you sort of think, like, at any point, something could go wrong. Something did go wrong.
Yes, it did.
He blew out his knee or whatever. He fucked his knee up, I think.
He did.
But his hip tosses had weight.
Oh,
and
didn't
his,
they?
Crossbodies were like high and they were heavy and they were just beautifully put together. Like everything was a picture. Everything was absolutely the best version of that that could have been done.
And slightly, I sort of think that thing about, is it like about most wrestlers are just over rehearsed? They've done this so often, they've forgotten about what the move is supposed to be.
Yes, why it's supposed to be devastating.
So when Logan Paul does that hip toss early on, he really sort of hoofs Roman Reigns over and he hooks his arm to really drive him down. And you suddenly realise, gosh, we're so used to seeing people just going hip toss.
Yeah, it's like one of their more basic moves.
And it loses all of its impact. And so seeing someone who isn't used to doing it, but doing it well, you go, I can see why that's used now.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. That seems devastating.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's a little bit where they're on the floor where Roman Reigns begins calling out
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, and KSI.
KSI, right.
And
yeah.
I did think it's such a shame that, like, you know, Logan Paul is a YouTuber, not a podcaster. Because I'd have loved it if Roman Reigns had been calling you out. I mean, so good.
Well, I mean,
really
he does that. He does podcasts, doesn't he? Old what's his name? And he's always got that. Who did he have
Impulsive.
On?
Impulsive.
That Liver King guy.
Oh,
he's had a,
yeah.
He's had a busy 2022.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised the amount of pills that he has to hide his consumption of. Well, at what point did people sort of go, this guy isn't on steroids?
I know, but I honestly believe that A, people are fucking thick, and B, people are watching enough fucking wrestling.
No.
Like, there's not a single fucking wrestler who isn't on the sauce.
Yeah.
Apart from Otis, and that's why we love him.
Yes, I mean, there has been some back and forth about The Rock recently where people are saying...
Same guy who exposed the Liver King, like, he's, you know, he sort of said, I mean, you just look at everyone and you sort of go, look, there is no way... You can maintain
absolutely
and keep that and going.
Do you know a steroid-free body looks like mine or yours?
Yes,
right. So don't.
And I'm taking steroids from asthma.
You are. Jeez, oh, even 50%
of me.
This podcast
juicing
Liver King, Rock, Pete Donaldson. Terrible.
The KFC King.
The match goes for the perfect amount of time. They do make it epic.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, again, they've given it time to breathe and to tell a story, which is not done enough in matches. It has been done more and more with those Roman Reigns main events. They do give them 30 minutes.
Mm.
And somehow, they never seem too long. They absolutely build and build and build and build. And by the time Logan Paul hits a Superman punch, you can't deny that if he had won and held that belt above his head, that you would be fine with it.
No, he absolutely would have earned it.
Yeah, his offense is all on point. Mm. He is so charismatic. And the other thing is, he's charismatic and not playing to the crowd.
Mm.
It's like the anti-Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho in the 2000s, when he'd do well, he'd look at the crowd and start going, come on, yeah! And he'd start looking at people and, you know, pointing. And Logan Paul, apart from one bit where he shouts at his girlfriend, I love you, and they sort of go, bollocks, shouldn't have got that in, that's annoying. And they cut straight back to Reigns. He doesn't do any crowd work.
Mm.
He is just absolutely focused on what's going on in the ring.
Mm.
It's so humiliating for other wrestlers, but you could say to them, if you want to see how this is done, sit down and we'll all watch the Logan Paul match. Okay? It's so, so humiliating.
I think they should bring, because obviously Jake Paul appears, his brother, the boxing guy, comes in. Like, get him. Like, they could be like the, I mean, they remind me like an Aryan Briscoe brothers.
Completely. And I look at it and I kind of go, if at WrestleMania I don't get Jake and Logan Paul versus the Usos, something has gone very badly wrong.
Exactly.
You would think from the way that they booked it, they're going to be doing Jake Paul versus Solo Sikoa, who is the sort of enforcer of the bloodline, because they had a pull apart.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
No.
Give me the Usos who are great at wrestling. Give me Logan Paul who is great at wrestling, and Jake Paul.
Who could presumably do it.
And he's a character, isn't he? I feel like I've never seen him before.
Yeah.
And I saw him in this one match and I go, I know what this guy's all about. He's deeply intense. He's good at fighting. And he seems to know exactly, like his brother, what professional wrestling demands.
Mm.
There's the bit at the end where they get, Logan Paul gets Roman Reigns onto the Arabic announcers table.
Mm.
And he goes over to his posse who are sitting in the front row, who aren't named in this, which is always a little bit dismissive. I think that's they could have set them up a little bit better.
Mm.
And he takes a mobile phone off one of them, climbs up onto the turnbuckle, begins filming himself in the crowd, and then jumps onto Roman Reigns.
And
I do slightly feel those bits, which are obviously the bits that get memed, they get clipped and you see them everywhere, and indeed got the footage of, you know, which was fun. There is that thing of, it's annoying that the WWE continually go, you need to know that this guy is all about social media.
Yes, yeah. That's his note.
Yeah, I don't care. Mm. I don't need it because I'm watching him in a wrestling match that I'm totally invested in. Mm. I don't need it to keep constantly come back to it going, of course, you know him best from, you know, go and see a panto. You know, in a panto, yes, if you got someone from Dad's Army, they'd turn around and they'd say, Mother Goose would say, don't tell her your name, and he'd go, I'm sure I've heard that before, and everyone would go, that's the thing. And to me, it's max of that a bit. It's right. A little bit like, yeah. I know who he is. And if I don't know who he is,
he shouldn't be in the main
event. He's not going to tell me, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Just a bit annoying. He then jumps onto Roman Reigns. He tore his ACL, his MCL, and meniscus.
Oh, good
and
God.
Then carried on.
Loading.
That, to me as well, it's a key thing where you have that thing where they go, yeah, but have you paid your dues? Yes, well, yeah. Just have.
Well, I have, yeah.
Just have. There you go.
All of my guts fell out.
Look at those Jews. I'll slap them down on the table. Smack, smack, smack. The Usos come out. They attack the two mates of Logan Paul, who get... I mean, that for me, I realise now at my advanced age, that's the most I can ever hope for in a wrestling show.
Right.
Is that I'll be the anonymous mate who's dragged in. Oh, they've got Logan Paul's new dad. And I'll get a kick.
Yeah.
And I'll fall
and the
over.
Usos' dad.
I think the Usos have to sort of go, we're dealing with people who aren't professional here. We've probably test that out a few times. So it's best if we lay it in a bit.
Yeah.
So that they know which way to go.
Yeah.
So, but a crack.
Haku pulling out your teeth.
There is a slight bit of that as well. If they went, you really hurt me there, you'd go, mate, it's professional wrestling.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if
exactly.
You did that to like one of, like Sami Zayn, Sami Zayn would go, really fucking unprofessional. You'd go, I'm really
so sorry.
Yeah. They, I mean, I did think that, you know, what you are doing here is setting up that WrestleMania match, which is some combination of the Pauls. And if you build up to the main event that we're all hoping for, which would be Roman Reigns versus The Rock, what you suddenly have is you have a load of people who you want to win who are basically multimillionaires on a part-time basis. Mm. And you're like, they're my men, taking on this hard-working Samoan family who have worked in wrestling for generations.
Yeah, who've given you so much.
Who have absolutely carried the company on their back for 2 years. And you're a bit like, you know, oh, but come on, the millionaires.
Yeah, come on. Exactly.
The whole thing that's really good about it as well is they do have all of this, you know, interference and interruptions, but nobody at any point lays a finger on Logan Paul. So Logan Paul isn't at a disadvantage. Mm. It's just a bit chaotic. And what happens is he comes back into the ring and he gets hit with a Superman punch. What it shows is they kind of go, you know what? Inexperience. Mm. That's all it was. He doesn't get, you know, cheated. He loses fair and square, and he loses because he doesn't understand that, you know, yet that wrestling can be chaotic, and he took his eye off the ball. Mm. That is a great note to have him lose on, rather than to completely dominate him with their interference. Mm. They just have everything so right in this match. It is a clean loss from Logan Paul, and it absolutely has just raised his like stock just beyond levels that you would never have imagined at the start of the match. Roman Reigns' Superman punch on this is terrible. He really pulls it. And he whiffs past him with his wrist.
Yeah.
And when they show it as a replay, they have to sort of get to the moment where it's about to be pulled, and then they speed it up. Not seeing that. What you come out of this with is you just go, Logan Paul is the real deal.
Yeah.
He's looked like the real deal every time he's been in the ring. He is, without a question of a doubt, everybody's rookie of the year.
Mm.
He will get a Wrestling Observer Award for that. Mm. He will get the Pro Wrestling Illustrated Year-End Award Rookie of the Year. And nobody else has come close.
Yeah.
Nobody else has come close in history to being at the level that he is at after such a short period of time. Pete, his first match was in April. He had one other match in August, and then he has a match in November. And they are absolutely off the scale.
You sort of thought, like how much money is on the table for him, because his sort of ceiling for earning is so limitless. You know what I mean? With his, you know, his fucking energy drink that I keep on seeing on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Prime.
It's not an energy drink, it's a hydration drink.
Sorry, it's not a hydration drink. And it's just like, it must have been some absolutely serious money to invest that amount of time to do it properly.
It really is. But the funny thing is however much they paid him, my God, did they get a good deal? They really did. What they get as well from this is you get such value for Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns is obviously a big part of all the reporting on this in the same way that Saudi Arabia is. He has become just a colossus in the last couple of years. Whoever beats Roman Reigns is going to be a huge star. It's going to be like Lesnar beating The Undertaker, ending the streak. The difference is that Roman Reigns hasn't had an annual streak at WrestleMania. He has now had a 797-day streak by the time we get here. I think, you know, you can add another, 40 days onto that by the time you hear this. If Rock does have the main event with him against WrestleMania, Rock cannot win. Because Rock, if he gets the belt, well, that's damaged Roman Reigns. And what is Rock going to do? He's not going to come back for a year. And he's not going to do that. So Reigns has to beat Rock at WrestleMania. Well, then he's even bigger than he was before. Who are we going to go to? Whoever we do go to that beats him is going to be absolute megastar. That is perfect professional wrestling booking. That is what it's always supposed to be. You have an unbeatable champion, and whoever beats that champion will be made because they have beaten the greatest in the world. And it's just so satisfying to see it done right. You can see with this match as well, taking on someone like Logan Paul, who has previously faced Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, and The Miz, and he has raised Logan Paul up to his level. That is a remarkable achievement for another professional wrestler to do. To make somebody else look that good is just a testament to how great Roman Reigns has become. If this had been a match with, say, Drew McIntyre, no matter how good it would be, it wouldn't have the effect on Reigns, I think, as it does with him putting that hand out to someone like Logan Paul. I was knocked out by how much I love everything about this and how this, to me, distills what proper, good, brilliantly booked professional wrestling is all about. Some people don't fucking get it, though, do they? I'll tell you who doesn't get it. Drew McIntyre doesn't get it.
Drew McIntyre doesn't like it.
At the end of October, he did an interview with MySanAntonio.com, and he was asked about Logan Paul challenging in this match, which at the time hadn't happened. And he said, I understand why it's happening, and I get celebrity involvement, especially the ones that give it their all, and we've had a few. Logan Paul's done a great job, but I don't know about fighting for the titles. I think the title should be reserved for people who worked up the card and put the time in. It will be a spectacle, and Roman will smash him, and people will talk about it. That's what it's all about, I guess. I just have a different view of the titles, as I talked about leading into the match with Roman.
He's such a mark, that lad, isn't he? He's just I wanted to win my title on home turf.
I'd written in capitals underneath that. What a fucking mark. Logan Paul went out there. You know what? He had a main event and it was fucking great. The Wrestling Observer, they watched McIntyre's match with Reigns at Clash at the Castle and they said, this is fantastic. 4 out of 5 stars. They watched the Logan Paul match as well and Dave Meltzer gave that 4.5 out of 5. I think I said 4 out of 5. They gave both of them 4.5 stars. Yeah. So Logan Paul is objectively as good as Drew McIntyre when it comes to challenging for titles.
With Drew McIntyre, Kevin Nash always talks about marks and he sort of says, why did him and I can't remember who else used to go to strip clubs quite a lot and he sort of said, used to go to strip clubs because if there were any marks in the strip club, I could just tell them to why are you talking to me and whoever and that hit Heartbreak Kid or whatever. Why are you talking to me when there's boobs to look at?
Yeah.
And Drew McIntyre won't look at the boobs.
He will not gaze
upon those orbs.
I imagine his dream night out would be in a restaurant and a fan coming over and saying, would you like to talk about the sword? And him going, yes. Yes, I would. So look, that for me, I know I think people are going to be going, oh, it's so facile. Logan Paul, best match of the year. Really? Hey, let me make it clear. Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Lovely.
Just pointing out as well, you know, we went to WrestleMania Live, saw Stone Cold return. You know, we went to Clash at the Castle, saw the Drew McIntyre main event.
Yeah.
We saw Logan Paul and that match was better.
That's true. That's true. We'll be back next time.
We are.
WrestleMimas.
Day 2 of WrestleMimas. And you're going to be pleased about this, Pete. We are off to Rickmansworth.
For episode 2. Fantastic stuff. If you are listening on the main feed, or maybe we'll stick it up on the YouTube channel, head on over to patreon.com patreon.com/wrestleme and sign up to enjoy the rest of WrestleMemes. Get your newsletters every month. You get a show every week. It's
you do.
It's quite a little community, actually.
It is. And, you know, it will help us move to the community of Dorado Beach, Puerto Rico. WrestleMemes!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.